Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1989, Billy Joel released a song that was unlike any of his other songs. It's called We Didn't Start the Fire. And in this song, Billy Joel references 117 historical events that took place between the years 1948 and 1988, the 40 years that he had been alive at that time. And through this, he references the Cold War, he references the moon landing, Marilyn Monroe, the Korean War, Vietnam, a whole smattering of things in very quick succession. In there, he also has a chorus, and in the chorus, he sings, "We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it." Our passage from Isaiah 64 has this "we didn't start the fire" kind of vibe to it. In this passage, Isaiah laments on behalf of his people. He calls up to the Lord and says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would open up the heavens, that you would tear them open and come down. Come down, do something amazing, do something unexpected." And Isaiah is saying this because he can look around the world and he sees a world that is on fire, a world that is full of pain and suffering. It's the perfect passage to begin the season of Advent with, to join in with Isaiah's prayer and say, "O Lord, open the heavens and come down." We're sick of fighting the fire, and not just the fire that came upon this earth in 2020. I mean, look around. We see tragedy everywhere, right? We see pain, we see suffering everywhere. We are going through this nonsense that is COVID and all the political fighting that has come up, not just because of COVID, but because of everything, because we're just humans, that's our nature. We're sick of disease, we're sick of depression. We are sick of all of it. And so we call the Lord to just come down. Do something amazing. Do something unexpected. Fix it. Make it better. We call down like Israel did. You know, they saw God come down in amazing ways. When they were slaves in Egypt, God came down and rescued them. We pray like Isaiah to have the Lord come down and do something unexpected like he did when Israel had their backs up against the Red Sea. God came in an unexpected way, split the sea, and they walked across. God came in unexpected ways when he rained food down from the heavens so that his people could eat in the wilderness. When they came up to a city called Jericho and the walls surrounded it, God showed up in an unexpected way and felled the walls for them. When Jonah was in the waters, God also came in an amazing and unexpected way. He came down to Jonah, swallowed him with a fish, and heard his prayers from the deepest, lowest points on earth. And so we pray with Isaiah because we see the state of things and we need the Lord to come down, to open the heavens, to quake and shake the earth and show us how it all should be. You know, there's a problem with Billy Joel's song. In there he sings that we didn't start the fire, we're trying to fight it, and maybe that's true, that some of the fires on this earth we didn't start, and maybe it's true that we are trying to fight it, but Isaiah points out that we're also fanning it, that we're part of the world. And if the world's on fire, it's because of us. A literal translation of of verse 5, the second half of it says that you were angry. God was angry. We sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time. We are the problem. Isaiah goes on to say, Lord, we are all unclean. All of our righteous deeds, all of our good deeds, the best part of us, even that, is a filthy rag, a polluted garment. Even the best of us is not worthy to be in your presence. We are dried up like dead leaves, ready to be burned. Not only do we fan the fire, Isaiah tells us we're kindling upon it. And so with Isaiah, we can and we should pray with him, Lord, open the heavens. Come down once again. Fix all of this. Do something about this world. But we better make sure that we also pray, do something about me too. One of the wonderful things about living in the time we do is we have the Old Testament, we have the prophets, and for some of what they wrote, we can look at it and we can see, yes, the Lord answered Isaiah's prayer. How much more of an amazing or unexpected thing could we ask for than for the Lord to come down and show up in a little manger in Bethlehem? What could be more unexpected than the Lord coming down in order to be raised up on a cross, in order to descend into a tomb? As our creed says, he descended into hell. What is more unexpected than that? And Isaiah spoke about how the earth quakes. What's more amazing than when the earth quaked and the stone was rolled away and the Lord of life was raised back to life? Our Lord has come down. But we live in this time that is kind of in between times. We live as people who are Easter people. We live as people of the resurrection. That's why we meet on Sundays, because it's Resurrection Day. Every Sunday is a little Easter. And so we rejoice that our Lord has indeed opened up the heavens. He has come down for us to be God with us, to clean, to claim all that was unclean and filthy. But we also still look at a world in which the job isn't finished. And so the season of Advent is a season of hope, a season where we ask the Lord to be faithful to us by granting us faith, granting us a trust as we pray that the Lord would once again come down, bring it to a completion, to finish his work, to restore what is broken and lost, to bring an end to the pain, the suffering, the tears, all the 2020 kind of stuff. And so we sing, not like Billy Joel. We don't sing, "We didn't light the fire." Instead, we sing, O come, Emmanuel. We sing, O come, thou long expected Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty and faithful Father, we trust in you. Help us to have faith in you. In all the hardships, all the bad things of this world and in our own lives, help us to have faith in you and be trusting. We pray, O Lord, that you would come down, that you would rend the heavens, come down, and visit us once again. We also pray that you would find us ready to be watchful and faithful for you. We ask, O Lord, that you would continue to clean us and claim us, that you would work through us by your Holy Spirit. And we pray this in your name. Amen.